We ready to worship Jesus? I want to start with a psalm. The song that's been floating in my head the last several minutes has been Better as One Day, which is Psalm 84. And it says, the blessedness of dwelling in the house of God. To the chief musician on an instrument of Gath, a psalm of the sons of Korah. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed. For one day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Father, we welcome your presence here tonight. We welcome your presence. We are here tonight to minister to you, to worship you, to delight ourselves in you. And so we invite you to come and to be with us. We pray that these songs we're going to sing, that they would just minister to your heart and just want to delight in you. We thank you, Lord, that one day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that just you would have your way tonight, that you lead everything that we do, God, that this would be all about you, Jesus. Thank you. time, if there's anything that you are hearing, you just feel free to sing out.
Standing.
Moses stood on a mountain, waiting for you to pass by. You put your hand over his face, so in your presence he wouldn't die. And all of Israel saw the glory, and it shined. It's all let's sing out a new song, but we don't have to with words. Let's just sing without words to the Lord.
Worthy, 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 worthy.
just you. It's just you.
Of The whole earth is filled. In the year of his death, in the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. I want to encourage us all, as we worship, continue to worship, and we sing this again. And you may think, well, I'm repeating. You're right. Seraphim were standing above him, each having its wings, six wings, which two each covering his face, and with two each covering his feet. And with two each flew, and one called out to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of armies. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out while the temple was filling with smoke. And then I said, "Woe to me, for I am ruined because I'm a man of unclean lips. And I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of armies." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. "Behold, this has touched your lips, and your guilt is taken away, and atonement is made for your sin. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. And he said, go and tell this people, keep on listening, but do not understand, and keep on looking, but do not gain knowledge. Make the hearts of the people insensitive, their ears dull and their eyes blind, so that they will not see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and return and be healed. And I said, Lord, how long? And he said, until cities are devastated and without inhabitant, houses are without people, and the land is utterly desolate. The Lord has completely removed people, and there are many forsaken places in the midst of the land. Yet there will still be a tenth portion in it, and it will again be subject to burning, like a terebinth or an oak whose stump remains when it's cut down. The holy seed is the stump. Many times when we refer to Isaiah 6 and we sing out, as we've been doing tonight, the first few verses, when we read this, whatever version you have, and when we sing this, we're inviting the presence of the Lord to overtake our personal beings. We're exchanging his life for our life in the presence. So I want us to sing this again. I felt really compelled that there's angels in this room, and the Lord is saying, with everything inside, together, the teens are back, and some are coming from the back, they're coming in. And I'd encourage the teens or anybody to grab these drums. We have no drums tonight except what's up here and down here. And I'd like to encourage us to engage completely as we sing out Isaiah 6, as they've been singing out. And I'm encouraging all of us right now. I feel the Lord is saying to my heart, which I'm giving to you, that tonight is the night that something special is going to happen in our vision. Something very particular is going to happen within our hearts. I feel that things are stirring up, and we don't want to become too familiar at all. What we want to do is be so in awe of heaven itself, and to see that when Isaiah saw the Lord seated high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple, he saw, he was in heaven. And so as we've sung this, if you want to read it along while they're singing, as we sing out, but let's engage together here, because the Lord has already taken us into a holy place, and I want to encourage us, based on the word of God, that we're going to go in another place. In other words, he says, you can keep going. And that's what I felt he was saying back here. So let's do this as we sing out, I see the Lord. I don't know where the rest, there's two drums here. Let's come up and get the drums. And let's engage in worship fully as we've been doing, welcoming the teens back. With your hearts, with your souls, all of us together. And then we can say, Lord, I see you. And the train of your robe is filling the temple. And I see you. And the seraphim are flying. Open my spiritual eyes that I would see you and experience you and encounter you in another way tonight. Shall we?
I see the Lord seated on the throne, exalted in the throne. to the elders see, then make them cast their crowns down. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Oh, what to the elders see? What to
we can enter in. We thank you that we can see you. We thank you for the pictures, for the visions that you've given us, Lord God, that we continue just to increase higher and higher into deeper intimacy with you. We just thank you. We praise you, Jesus. We praise your name because you are holy. We will never stop growing tired of saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Can we all just say that together? Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. That's who you are. That's who you are, Jesus. We stand in expectation of you. We stand in expectation of you, Father, and we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the gift it is to take communion. Lord, it's not just something that we do on service times, Lord, or just, it's not something just to do. Lord, this is a holy moment with you. Lord, those things that you are bringing up in our hearts that we just need to repent of, that we need to release to you, Jesus, we thank you that you've created a place for us to do that, that we just lay down those things. We lay down any offense. We lay down any hurt. We lay down any pain. We lay down any selfishness, Jesus. And we just thank you, Father, that you just take that away and you fill us back up with you, Jesus. But before we take this time of communion, I really just sense this awe, this holiness of this time. It's not just about eating the bread and drinking the juice. This is about the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one who we're saying holy, holy, holy to forever and ever. So Jesus, we just thank you so much for your body. We thank you so much for your blood that you poured out for us. Lord, if there is anything in our hearts that is getting in the way of you, that's not allowing the gate to be open for that deep encounter, that deep intimacy with you, Jesus, we repent of that. We cast that away, Lord. And we enter in now. We enter in now to be in your presence, to be with you as your pure and spotless bride. And we just thank you that as we take this bread and we take this cup, Lord, that it's just cleansing us from within. Lord, it's healing us. It's touching those deep places, that you're filling in those places, Lord. So we just sanctify this bread, your body broken for us, so that we can enter in. We thank you, Jesus. And Father, we thank you for your blood that you spilled for us, you poured out for us, Lord. We thank you for the cleansing, for the healing, for the deliverance that comes through your blood, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
atmosphere that's created as we connect and touch the hem of your garment, Jesus, is beyond description, beyond words. So we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of communing with you. We thank you for the privilege of sharing in the fellowship of your sufferings. We thank you for the privilege of putting ourselves in a place where you are able to triumph in every situation. Just thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for taking us into your courts with thanksgiving and praise and worship. Let me just thank you, Lord. Just agree with heaven tonight that you continue to move powerfully in Israel. You continue to move powerfully in all areas that we have believed and felt that are on your heart and we're contending for. And it's not for you, Lord, it's for us. And we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of worshiping and praising you in the midst of all this chaos around the world in these uncertain times, for we know that you are our divine anchor, and we know that with you nothing is impossible. So we thank you, Lord, that you are the desire of the nations, and your perfect will and plan shall be carried and accomplished. We thank you, Lord, for saving Pastora Giannini's life, and Father, that she went through surgery well and that she's recuperating now, and we're asking for divine intervention, and we're asking for a complete turnaround. There would be a miraculous way of restoration for her, and Father, that there would be the sign and the wonder from heaven that would indicate that you've moved, not just as on the surgeons and nurses' hands and their ability to perform mighty acts because of relying on you as we've been praying, but also in Pastora's heart and body, that it would cooperate fully with heaven. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming in and completely reversing this situation, that there will just be wonder and awe at how great you are as a result of this incredible improvement, accelerated improvement, and very quick healing for her and wholeness. Thank you, Lord. And thank you for my husband and Joe in Brazil. Thank you, Father, that your hand of mercy and grace and power is on both of them, and Inez and the crew, and all others who are participating in this mission. Pastor Jerseo, you're upholding him with your righteous right hand, with all of this, with his wife, Janini, and everything that's going on. So we thank you, Lord, that anything that can be shaken is being shaken, because you are the unshakable God, and your kingdom is unshakable. We praise you for that. Praise you for these last days. And we praise you, Lord, that in these crazy times that we're called to see you high and lifted up in the train of your robe filling the temple of our hearts and the temple of heaven. So, Father, as we leave this place, that we would be reminded by heaven of heaven, and that we would live for eternity from an eternal perspective. We just thank you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you so beautifully. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your eyes are on the sparrow. Thank you, Lord. Tonight's a night where we're gazing into the beauty of your splendor and majesty and your beautiful face. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, as Pastor Jose flies in this Saturday, leaves on Friday from Mozambique, that there will be no problem with his air flight at all, and that he arrives safely without any interference. You'll be here Sunday with us, God. We're so blessed. Thank you, Father. Thank you for taking care of all situations, all details for relentless pursuit that's right here in our upon us now, and that we would each step in and do our part. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Just encourage you to read Isaiah 6. Sing it out in your own worship time. Thank you, Lord. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.